in all of these books, especially in the theological books, but you're going to get it in all every area. You have to realize that you're going to be reading things that are from different perspectives. Not everything. Some of these biographies that I've mentioned are wonderful, but you have to evaluate and weigh the viewpoint. You have to start. You have to think where, what direction is this person coming from? I had a brother write to me. I had spoken at a church for a series of meetings, and we had a bunch of these books. And he wrote to me afterward. He said, "Do you realize that Hudson Taylor Spiritual Secret is presenting some Keswick views of sanctification?" And I said, "Yes, I realize that, but since you're hearing sound preaching every Sunday, I figured that you're going to be able to sort out, and nobody's going to, you know, we're so afraid of anything that's not just right exactly down the line that we're missing out on godly men from church history. And so we've got to take things, no matter who it is, doesn't matter who it is. Martin Lloyd-Jones, one of my all-time favorite authors. But I don't take everything Martin Lloyd-Jones says as the gospel. Nobody should. So you have, but as you begin to learn these different streams of thought, the Wesleyan ideas and how they were affected, different ideas about the sovereignty of God and so on, different men. Leonard Ravenhill was Arminian, but he had a tremendous impact on my life. And there are people that I feel like that. It's really a sad time if you've only been subjected to men from one theological tradition, because it means that you're going to miss out on a lot. And I remember one time when I had just graduated from college, and I totally differ from Leonard Ravenhill about the sovereignty of God and salvation, but I remember thinking, "Lord, put me with men of the burning heart, not cold, carnal, doctrinarian guys that are maybe even lost, but they love to discuss doctrine." So I'm very big on the importance of doctrine and true doctrine, and I can't explain how much that means, but on the other hand, never do we get into this mentality that we're the only Christians in the world. And we're not going to listen to these other guys. A lot of times God has taught them stuff that's way beyond us.